Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. This is part 11 of 12-part series on driving for dollars versus smart wholesaling. In this process, number 7, which is the last of the 7 processes of this old setup, we're going to be talking about wealth building with rental portfolio of the best deals. If you know anything about this game, there's a lot of deals that will come across your table if you do everything right up to this point. As a matter of fact, there's going to be a lot of dead deals on arrival, okay? And that's something that the gurus don't tell you because they just want you to bring all the deals and then they decide if it's a deal or not. And then a lot of times they say, you know, learn how to find a deal. Then you're going to hear that a lot. Learn how to find a deal. A lot of deals you find when one person tells you it's not a deal, you kind of believe it and it could have been a deal for another person. But because, again, you don't have options. You haven't created options for yourself using the traditional wholesaling. But with smart wholesaling, you have options. Not only do you have options, the best deals will come across your table. So let's talk about this. This is real estate wholesaling. You already know what it is. It's about finding deeply discounted properties and locking under contract and flipping it to other investors so you can make your commissions and keep going. Maybe not commissions, but make a fee for finding the deals. But you assign the deal on a contract and you make an assignment fee, right? My highest from doing this is $82,000. I'm looking to break that record. So let's do some deals together. Others have made a lot more, okay? So there's no limits to how much you can make. Yeah, but you can have, my average is being $20,000 to $35,000. Depends on the deal and depends on what location, right? So with smart wholesaling, it's a lot of legal cheating going on, okay? Don't cheat, don't steal, don't lie. We absolutely follow that mantra here. However, when there's leverage and there's technology and you have specialized, unfair, advantage-driven knowledge, you're allowed to skip 80% of the hustle, okay? Make $100,000 or more with or without closing the deals and then actually use that to increase your chances of closing deals 10 times. That's what this is about. So the idea, the mission is get you up and running $1 million empire in 11 days or less. Okay, that's the idea here. And we want to do that without having you take your car on the road, driving around like a lost chicken, trying to figure out what's a deal, what's not a deal. You're wasting time or you're wasting other people's time on a concept that doesn't work for more than 98% of the people. This is my team. These are the people that allow me to put this content together. So if you find them, say thank you. But what we're sharing here is very simple. We use a laser focused funnel. You build it one time and then you just work it. Less than 4 hours a week, you can run this whole thing and then you can build $1 million empire. And if that sounds too good to be true, just get off the video, you know. But if you understand anything about technology, the idea is to do things faster, easier, simpler. We have the Teslas of nowadays. We have driverless cars coming around. We have Uber doing everything in their power to get rid of drivers because they can. Because technology, right? We have easy pass in every lane on the highways where there's only one lane to collect cash just in case there's one mad person that doesn't have easy pass in their car, right? So we're living in an age that everything is technology. We have a world where everyone uses smartphone, right? So there's no excuses really. I'm not technical, all that stuff, all that excuse out the window. You need to be leveraging the powers of technology to shoot your family to the top. And that's what this is about. So smart wholesaling, multiple streams of income, passive income, residual income. Yes, you still get advantage, unfair advantage to access a lot more home runs. The problem is that if your focus is just on home runs, you increase your chances of never closing a home run deal just by putting all your focus on that, right? Right. And then cash flow is king, obviously, because you need cash flow because home runs does not come every day. Does that make sense? All right. So well, today we're talking about the 7th and the last of the process, wealth building. And you already understand this. Why? High entry barrier, okay? So anyone, their moms and their pops can become a wholesaler, right? So there's a low entry barrier. Just go watch a YouTube video and then you're a wholesaler. And then there's 500 people in every local town coming in every day becoming a wholesaler. How do I know? Just watch the videos. Look at the views on the videos. Everybody is becoming a wholesaler because they can. Because somebody told them, pick up the phone and call 100 people and that's it. You're now in a $1 million business. Does it really work that way? Listen, it could, all right, but it won't, all right? Why? Because it's a low entry barrier. It's frustrating. You cannot track your or measure or monitor your progress. Everyone can do it. If everyone can do it, chances are it's not going to work. There's a higher chance it's not going to work. Anyone can jump on in the car and drive around town for dollars. Most of them are going to get frustrated. Now, is that a reason why you should stay and go do that? You're human like the rest of them. So there's a very good chance you will get frustrated out of that process because it's not a clear path to where you're trying to get to. So that's one of the reasons why I love that you should still maintain that eventually you want to have a rental portfolio of people paying rent all over the nation, anywhere, and you don't have to be the person managing the properties. You just happen to be the person who had the unfair advantage to be there, to be in a position where you see all these best deals. And when you build a buyer's network, like I've shown you earlier, you're attracting JV deals, you're in a position where you attract and you see some of the best deals. And the best thing you want to do with that is turn them to rental portfolio over time, because you can. You have the down payment because you're making money with or without closing deals. You'll be in that position where you can do these deals, okay? Retirement on steroids. Just think about multiple units, multiple doors, and then being able to collect all those rents and feed families, because all these property managers are people that are feeding their families as well, which means they have invested interest in protecting all those assets. And of course, real estate is known that for the opportunity that you may not have to pay taxes ever if it's structured properly, and there are professionals that can help you do that. Not only that, you are a student of the game as well too. So that's why you should absolutely keep a focus and make sure that you're open to this idea. As soon as you fix your credit, as soon as you have some nice down payment, you want to start building a portfolio as well. So what's the input? Okay, 100 JV requests. Once you start having, you start building a buyer's network, you're going to be attracting people wanting to do deals with you. People that want you to dispose their deals for them because they know you have the buyers, right? In the beginning, you may have to tell them, hey, I got the buyers. Eventually, they're going to know you have the buyers. They're going to tell each other you have the buyers because you're building the buyer's network, right? So you're going to have 100 JV requests that's going to be coming into your buyer's network because you have that influence and the audience, right? And then you have this high valued relationships. Basically, those are the same thing that becomes input into this whole process. Okay, just because you're doing everything that you were doing before, that's it. There's nothing new, really. It's just because you were doing it. So because of that, a lot of deals are going to be coming across your table. A lot of them are going to be dead on arrival because they were not deals based on your criteria, but maybe deals for other people in your buyer's network, right? But the best deals, you're going to see them first. And if you see them first, what should you do? You lock them into your rental portfolio. Oh, I don't have the money. You find partners, you lock them into your rental portfolio. You find partners around people that know you. A deal is a deal, right? $100,000 home you found for $10,000, and it's like, whoa. It came there because because of the laws of numbers and averages, you've increased your chances that these deals will come to your table by setting up a buyer's network in the first place, right? Technology that you need to do this, a smartphone, email, that's it, okay? Again, like I said, nothing new, everything you've been doing, just awareness that this all part 11 is actually more of an output for everything you've been setting up all along, okay? So, but you have to get on a smartphone, facilitate deals, you're texting people back and forth. Yeah, I like that deal. Yeah. No, I want to keep that deal. No, I don't want to send that to my list. No, I don't want to get that out there. I want to lock that in. I have a partner. We're going to do that by ourselves because it's just too much of a good deal. It's rented out. It's fully rented out, 100% occupancy. And you just want to keep it. You get the best deals and you can wealth build having a rental portfolio of the best deals just because, okay? And again, email for contracts and stuff like that. That's the only thing you need because you already set up everything before now. You have a buyer's network that's growing, that's paying you $100,000 or more per year already. That's already been done. It's just now you're in a position where you can obviously build more wealth, right? Output, like I said, rental portfolio with high equity, okay? Because all the deals, you're keeping them because they have high equity, but they're also 100% vacancy. 0% vacancy, right? Occupancy 100%, right? And these are properties that you're picking up for 10 cents, 20 cents on the dollar. And you can buy 40 cents, 50 cents on the dollar too. It's just completely up to you. You have that choice. You have the options of deciding how you want to do it. But you will find, you will attract the best deals in the game, because they will be in between the hundreds of other deals that you're just sending out to people, right? Or just going through the transactions, right? Or people that are just bringing those deals to you because they don't know what to do with them because they didn't find these videos, right? Does that make sense? So think about Shark Tank. Shark Tank, if you watch Shark Tank, say yes, I do below. Those guys are not just doing that just because they love people. And no, they're not doing that. Some of the best ideas come through those tables. And yes, they're making money from the adverts of it being a show on a major network, right? Exposure for their own personal brand. We're talking about the Mr. Wonderfuls. We're talking about, what's his name? The FUBU guy, Raymond, John Raymond. The Shark Tank. Anyway, all of them, right? And Barbara, all those ladies, right? On Shark Tank, right? They see the best deals even before they decide which one to air on the shows, right? They see the best deals. And now, because you have this platform that you're building, right? You will see the best deals. And that's the best opportunities will come across your table. You get to see, you have zero competition. So compare that to when you are chasing after that same homeowner with the phone and 10,000 other wholesalers have called them all day trying to get the same deal, right? Just think about that for a second. It's all about positioning yourself for an unfair advantage, because you understand it's a different time again, and you just have to dig a little deeper to find a better way, like the other person said that I shared the comments with you, to have an edge on this business. It's absolutely possible. You just have to dig a little deeper, but you're in the right place right now. And we're going to be talking about that heavily on part 12. The myth is to start small. You are starting small, okay? But when you say small, you want to think big, but starting small is that you have a laptop, internet connection, and you're building a $1 million business. You never heard that before? Well, this is 2000 and digital, and welcome to the world of 2000 and digital. So start small is a myth, okay? If you're thinking big and you're about to do big and you're not putting more resources in the form of big venture capital, nothing like that. It's just basically you set yourself up in a position to have an unfair advantage. You understand the idea of building your own platform that become resourceful for the marketplace, that attract these deals. And you can set all that up in 11 days. In 11 days, okay? So here's my question for you. With traditional wholesaling, you always have a silent partner with his hand out to collect every year. I want you to share below what you think I'm talking about, right? I want you to share that below. But basically, with this method, you can avoid all of that. So in the finale of this series, we're going to do a special invitation. 11 days challenge, okay? And get yourself all set up, okay? Remember, that was a mission. Get yourself all set up. If you don't understand that yet, go back to part one and watch these short videos all the way through to part 11, and then watch part 12, and then let's get you going, okay? Let's get you going without having to waste your life savings, waste your life away, you know, become enemies with your family and friends because you're trying to build a business. You don't have to do any of those craziness. There are enough people that want what you have to offer, your special talent in this marketplace. And with your laptop and just an internet connection, I'm going to help you do exactly that. Okay, it's very simple, because you're seeing real-time data, you're measuring, you're tracking everything. You have a extremely higher chance to win in this game, because it's as simple as just emails. I promise you. Okay, hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and go download this book if you haven't done so. And then if you go there right now, sorry about that. If you go there right now, I'll give you this one, my newest book, Real Estate Money Secrets, and you can download that as well for free. All right, and the options, if you prefer options like Kindle, audiobook, you prefer options like what's the other one? Paperback, like this, also available there. Hopefully, you've been enlightened, educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.